Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Texter writes, hey, Tara. This is Riley from Chesney. This crap has to end. I have three daughters, 10, 11, and 17. You have a 17-year-old daughter, too. I'm terrified of her going out in the world. And it's so hard to explain to a 17-year-old who's lived in a red, very sheltered area where we don't have these problems that she's got to watch her back when she goes out there. She rolls her eyes and just terrifies me. I'm like, wow, okay. Holy cow. And I want to explain to you why things are the way that they are. And I'm going to do that over the next hour in Charlotte. And they are this way in all of these blue cities. I was a city council reporter there. I know the mayor, Vi Lyles, very well. She's my contact for the city manager's office. Talked to her almost weekly. That was a mind-numbing experience, let me tell you what. I became a crime reporter. It was a side job I created for myself after a phone call I had with the Black Political Caucus. I was very close to the leadership, believe it or not. I covered them very, very closely because they really determined which way Charlotte politics went because they had so much sway with their endorsements in the primary. So I got to be very close to their leaders. And I wrote more. I covered them, paid more attention to them than just about anybody else. And our papers had come off the stands in the black neighborhoods faster than they would in the white ones. We actually had massive circulation there because of my coverage. So I got really close to the leadership. And one of them told me something that dropped my jaw on background. It doesn't matter now. He's not in leadership anymore. I'll tell you what he told me. He said, oh, we can get anybody out of jail. I said, what? How do you do that? Yeah, no. We just call our city council member. And, you know, we're organized. And they were. They were organized block to block to block to turn out the black vote for the Democrat, the white Democrats. He said, yeah, we can get anybody out of jail. Anybody? Yeah, pretty much. Even murder? Yeah, a lot of the time. How do you do that? Well, we call our city council member. We have our city council member call up the Democrat prosecutor. Say, you know, hey, we really need, you know, Cousin Eddie or whoever. We'd really appreciate if he didn't have to go to prison. No way. Yeah, no. And they said, yeah, you know, the first felony, you know, armed robbery usually was what it was, some form of strong arm or armed robbery. Yeah, the first felony they always dismiss. That's the unofficial, policy to prosecutor's office. I said, you are pulling my leg. He said, no, we can do it. We do it. Because we turn out votes for the Democrats. I said, well, what happens if you don't turn out votes for them? I mean, what happens if they don't let them out of the prison? What happens if they don't let them off? He said, well, we don't vote Republican. We just don't turn the vote out. And they lose. That was back when Republicans could still win there. I said, you are kidding. So I started pulling stats. I've been talking about them for years on the show. I said, okay, let's document the felony freebie. If I can't catch them, you know, dead to rights with a Democrat city council member calling the prosecutor and saying, hey, could you get Cousin Eddie off? Now I'd be happy to, you know, whoop some votes for you. Let me see if I can document what he's talking about. Is there a felony freebie? There was. First felony always dismissed. I pulled the stats across the system. Often it was armed robbery. In fact, it was worse than that. Second and the third were either dismissed or they were given suspended sentences, which means, yes, he was sentenced to prison, but they suspended the sentence for good behavior, sent him out the door. And usually they were on their second armed robbery by then. And then you get to the murders. I coined the term misdemeanor homicide. This is 15 years ago. It's always been this way in Democrat areas. It's just going national now. They feel they have the right to make this national, restorative justice and all, as Jesse Waters was talking about. And I call it misdemeanor homicide because regularly in Charlotte, particularly if the perp was black, if you're white, you're just screwed, okay? You're just done. You're going to get regular criminal justice in Charlotte. But if you are black, because of the power of the black vote, in Charlotte, which is what drives Democrat politics there, if you are black, they will bond you out on a murder, including a first degree. And you will go walking around. Many people committed their second murder or a string of armed robberies while out for their first murder. And it was not unusual to be bonded out again. That's how wild Charlotte is. So when you look at DeCarlos Brown, And if you go back, and if you're one of those who've been with me for all these years, from, you know, my column to the radio show, and you followed me to Charleston and then here, and there's many 704 numbers like that.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You started with me because of my reporting, not because of my radio show at all. In fact, you knew me many more years from my reporting than my radio show. And it was the crime reporting that you guys came in on. And I did it in Charlotte. And I got an early look at how the Democrats are doing this in all these cities. This is what they do. And so when you're screaming, you've let a black man off, he hurt a white woman, what they hear is you're trying to put our voters in prison. It's the same thing with the illegal immigrants. They've just co-opted that. Let me describe for you, or let's let Jesse Waters describe for you, the system that the Democrats built in North Carolina, which they have ruled the governorship, attorney general, all the way down. The system they are not offering to change. This is going to blow your mind. Take a listen. Jesse Waters describing the same system, but not Mecklenburg County, where Charlotte is, in Wake County, where Raleigh is, but it's the same system run by the same statewide Democrats. Folks, this is all over the country. Listen.
DeCarlos had 14 priors. Wake County, North Carolina, just a few miles away from Charlotte. There's 800 people with 14 or more priors, just from the last decade. Some of them racked up 50 to 70 arrests apiece. And this isn't for jaywalking. Almost all of them have assault charges. They're violent. Yesterday, another North Carolina man, Julian MacArthur, with 30 arrests, stabbed a woman with a drug needle while he was out on probation. Alexander Dickey, 30 years old, 40 arrests. He was just let out of jail and shot a college girl in the ribs, and now she's dead. The dad wants the death penalty.
Logan would want him dead. He is the prime candidate. He checks all the boxes. He rings the bell. He's graduated every step of the way from his crimes. He was arrested 39 times, Trey. 25 of them were felonies. I mean, this guy wasn't getting any better. They didn't put him in prison so he could be rehabilitated. So, you know, why not? Why haven't they made a statement that they are seeking the death penalty now? I don't understand. It's been 4 months
since he's black.
My daughter was executed.
It's not just North Carolina. Every major city has DeCarlos Browns. In Baton Rouge, Anthony Jones.
No. Every major Democrat city is not this bad here. Because we're not freeing criminals for votes. That's the difference. And the most astonishing clip of all, I've just got to get one more in here, comes from another friend of mine from Charlotte, Chris Schwecker, who was the head of the FBI office there, former prosecutor. Take a listen to what voters ignored to elect Mayor Vi Lyles again yesterday. She won the primary yesterday, the Democrat primary.
I think after this incident, Charlotte's going to have to do some introspection and understand why their homicide rate has doubled since 2019.
Yeah, there won't be any infrastructure. Folks, homicide rate doubled since 2019 in Charlotte, and these Democrat voters are like, yay! And you know who's putting them on office? It's black voters, yes, but it's a combination of black voters and white female voters in the affluent areas. It's just a killer. It kills every city that it encounters. It's these white affluent women who see crime and do not care. And if it's a white woman suffering, really do not care. Double the homicide rate? Democrats don't care.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.